Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. We were talking about producer Dan's experience in Philadelphia at an Airbnb. He and his girlfriend Kaylee went there for their one-year anniversary. Got a text message, Kennedy, that said from the 781, I warned Kaylee not to stay at that Airbnb and sent her a hotel. She should have listened to her big sister. LOL, just kidding. Glad you two had fun. Kennedy, this happened with you. There was some sort of sewer backup.
So we went on my family vacation. So it was my mom and her husband, my dad, my sisters, their husbands and kids, and me, and then my other sister. And she might have bought a boyfriend. I can't remember. But either way, that's that many people in a house.
Right.
And we got there. First thing off, they said there was Wi-Fi. There was no Wi-Fi.
Oh.
My mother was incensed, ready to go to a hotel.
Okay.
Because she had to grade papers. And then all of a sudden, we realize the water's not working. Everything's backing up.
Right.
And in the front yard, all of the sewage starts to come up in the front yard. So some kind of leak had happened.
Oh, my gosh.
They couldn't shower, couldn't use the bathroom, there was no water, couldn't do anything until they brought people out to fix it all. It was a disaster. And there was nothing we could do. We couldn't go anywhere else. There were 100 of us.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you just kind of had to power through it. But it was...
How was that smell?
It was a moment.
We know how you love that,
you
too.
Know how I talk about bathroom stuff. I don't.
It's your favorite thing to discuss.
100%.
It's not enough Febreze in the world for the entire lawn.
Here's a bucket. I'm like, no. I'm driving to McDonald's. Have a nice day.
Gail is from Abington. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
What happened?
Oh, geez. Well, let me tell you. I'm 68 years old, and a good friend of mine, we take road trips randomly every once in a while. About a month and a half ago, we took a road trip to Niagara Falls. On the way back, we left the last day open. We said, oh, we'll just randomly find a place to stay and spend one more day. So we were driving back. We went all the back roads and all these dark, dark roads. So she's looking for a hotel while I'm driving. And she found, it's my friend Nancy. She found a place that had rave reviews. And we said, oh, it sounds like it's a cute little bed and breakfast or something. You know, let's check it out. So she called and she reserved a room for us. Well, by the time we got there, it was very dark out. We pull in, it looked like a no-tell hotel. It was like this long, you know, one of those long hotels that has little. So she goes inside to check in, and there's a sign on the door that says, if we don't answer, knock really hard because we won't hear you if the dogs don't. So she gets inside. The guy answers the door. She thought she had woken him up. And sits down, and he starts telling her, oh, he says, you know, if breakfast is included, it's from 7 to 10 in the morning. He says, and he swings his arm around and points to a fold-up table that has boxes of cereal on it. Then he says, this is a no-smoking facility, but she said the whole room reeked of smoke. So anyways, in the meantime, so she comes out, and she says, okay, so we go get in our room. And it totally smelt like mold and mildew. It was just smelt so bad. And so I said to her, we can't stay here. And she says, what are we going to do? And I said, tell them we have a breathing problem. And we have asthma and we can't stay here. So she goes, I have to go to the bathroom first. So she runs in, she uses the bathroom, and she comes out, and I said, and she says, and I'm on their Wi-Fi looking for another hotel. So we walk out the door. As we walk out the door, she's going to head back and tell them we can't stay. There's a woman sitting in the chair in the room next to us, because it's outdoors.
Yeah.
She had no teeth. She looks at us. She looked like she was on something. She looks at us. She says, hi. She goes, what are you girls doing? Are you going out? And so I just said, hi, and I jumped in my car. And she goes back, and the guy started arguing with me. He goes, well, wait a minute. He goes, you already paid for this. She goes, I know. She goes, I wanted to back out, the credit card. And he says, did you use the bathroom? She's like, what? Did you have a peephole? Yeah. So, anyways, we ended up leaving. We found another hotel, and we were telling them the story there. And they said that the place we were staying at was right up the street from some prison. And it used to be where I don't know whether they had prisoners and stay there when they got released or what, but it was such a story to laugh about. I'm telling
That's
you.
A movie. That is a movie. That's like a buddy. Thank you, by the way. Thank you, Gail. We appreciate that. Thank you. Holy, that was not expecting. There was a lot to unpack there. Hold on. Let's do one more real quick. We have Sue's from the South Shore and ended up in the wrong condo. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we have a friend who loaned us his condo, and what happened was he gave us the key for it, and he said, oh, you're going up to the Forksco whitewater rafting. And he said, why don't you break it up and stay at our condo at Sunday River? And we had listened to him for a couple of years talk about how he redid the condo, and he made this up, and this and upgraded this and upgraded that. And he's like, just stay at the condo. You'll enjoy it. Have a great night. You know, master bedroom this, master bedroom that, shower this. And, you know, he really pumped it up. He's like, the condo is, you go to the third floor, top of the stairs, it's right there. So we get there. We get to the top of the stairs. There are two doors. So my husband and I look at each other. We're like, okay, door number one, door number two. So we just went to one door, and the key worked. And we went in. We're like, okay, this is it. And he's telling us, he's like, the fridge is stocked with beer. There's wine on the counter. Help yourself. Take whatever you want. The fridge is wide open. It's empty, and it's not on. There's no wine on the countertop. My husband and I are looking around like, this is not what we expected. Our friend's going to be so pissed. The housekeeping people cleaned the place out. They took everything.
Did they really?
The night. No, they didn't. So we spent the
They were in the wrong place. They were in the wrong condo.
So the key worked for...
Yeah.
We just lost her.
We lost her.
So the beer and wine was there. It was just next door. They just went the wrong place.
They went the wrong condo for the whole trip.
From the 716, never stop at a random hotel near Niagara Falls. Thank you for that.
That's good advice. I didn't know.
I live at Motel 6s. That's where I stay.
Oh. These stories are wild. I was not expecting this journey. I was just expecting a crappy bed and a door that wouldn't work. Not an entire adventure.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.